holiday spirit takes the stage in a production called Christmas on Broadway. The program is presented by the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. Walter Allen is the director and joins me for a preview. Walter, good to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me today, Bob.
It's a song and dance review. When will the show be presented?
We're going to have several performances this upcoming weekend. On Friday, December 20th, we have a performance at the Main Stage Theater. It's a special event for Main Stage patrons, and it benefits both the Main Stage and SYAA. It'll be at 7 o'clock on Friday. Then the rest of the performances will be on Saturday and Sunday at the SYAA stage. That will be at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday, and at 3 o'clock on Sunday, December 22nd.
We look at Christmas on Broadway, and, you know, a lot of us like that opening number. Well, what song leads off the evening?
The song that leads off the evening is actually a song from a Christmas Story, the musical, called Counting Down to Christmas. And we actually do several numbers from A Christmas Story, some great music. But the song that really gets the Christmas spirit running is the second song in the show called We Need a Little Christmas, the famous number from the musical Maine. Starts out all out the holly, and with that song, we actually transformed the drab black box theater that we have there at SYAA with decorations and curtains and greenery into a festive Christmas cabaret atmosphere.
A lighter feel from Promises Promises with Turkey Lurkey Time. Tell us about that number.
Turkey Lurkey Time is one of my all-time favorite Broadway numbers. I fell in love with it years ago when it was featured in a movie called Camp, about a musical theater, Summer Camp, up in New York. It was written by Burt Bacharach, and it has that very classic Bacharach style from the 1960s. And it is just a fun-loving office party Christmas song where people celebrate the best part about Christmas, which is the food, the turkey and the goose.
What have you put together in regards to scenery and costuming for the holiday show?
Well, when the audience first arrives, as I said, it's going to be this kind of black box little cabaret, and we have some amazing posters that were created for us by Ads Plus here in Monroe that are Broadway posters from the shows that we pulled some of these songs from, and they're hung on the back wall. During We Need a Little Christmas, we transform the set into a Christmas celebration with beautiful red draperies, green mesh curtains, and wreaths that have been created by the parents and the kids. Of course, we have several Christmas trees on stage and shinily wrapped packages underneath them, along with some cabaret tables with some gorgeous little centerpieces in them. So it's just a nice, relaxed, friendly, fun Christmas atmosphere that should make you feel like you're surrounded in a nice little club, just enjoying the spoils of Christmas.
Well, introduce us to some of the performers, some of the voices we'll be hearing during the show.
Oh, well, some of the wonderful kids that you'll be hearing during the show, they range in the age from 8 to 16, I believe is the oldest that we have. We have veterans of the stage, such as Hannah McNew, Hannah McFern, and Aslan Tucker and Lucy Sarter. In fact, those four girls, they are some of my primary dancers, and they carry many of the dance numbers. And they really are some of the most talented kids in Monroe, along with the rest of the cast of 25 that we have. And in fact, our youngest performers, two of them lead off the last number, Silent Night. Their names are Chanley and Alana, and they have the sweetest, kindest voices that you will ever hear on stage.
Walter, what have you been pleased with most in seeing come together in this production?
Well, there's two things. One of the things is we have, you know, in theater sometimes it's so difficult to get males involved and get them, pull them out of out from the community and get them involved in a theatrical production. But we have seven phenomenal male performers who are just giving it their all, and they are doing a bang-up job carrying their weight against the other 20-something females. And the other thing is, I have really challenged these kids with some adult-level choreography, and they are dancing their little hearts out. And while they're dancing, they're singing and creating a joyful and beautiful noise, and it's really something to celebrate.
Well, outside of the Christmas on Broadway performance, a special event is being held Saturday night to benefit the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts, a Kashan de Christmas. What's scheduled for the evening?
We're so excited about this. This is going to be on December 21st, and the party starts around 7:30 at the Brockman River Barn. We're having a Kashan de Lay created by Chef Corey Barr. We're going to have some music by the Cajun music group Faux Filet. And, of course, the SYAA performers from Christmas on Broadway will be there doing a little special tribute during the middle of the night. But it's an exciting, exciting event, and it does benefit SYAA. And for more information or for tickets, you can visit our website, which is www.StraussYouthAcademyForTheArts.com.
Well, the SYAA also honors some area seniors in a program coming up on December 23rd. Walter, tell us about what's taking place there.
Well, one of the things we try to teach as part of our educational program is outreach to the community. And we're so excited that so many of our kids want to get out there and do something for those who've done so much for us. So on Monday the 23rd, we're going to be going around to some of the different senior homes and doing some Christmas caroling, featuring not only songs from Christmas on Broadway, but also some of the more traditional Christmas songs that you may be aware of. And just have a fun day sharing our youth with our older community, and I think it's going to be a good time.
Christmas on Broadway with performances on December 20th. Walter, how can you find out more?
All you need to do is visit www.StraussYouthAcademyForTheArts.com. That's the absolute best way to find out more information about all of our events and programs, including Christmas on Broadway, the Kashan de Christmas, and anything else that's upcoming, including classes and shows in the next semester.
Walter Allen serves as director for Christmas on Broadway. Looking forward to that production. Walter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.